I'm John Krall. Today on No Limits, we're going to talk about Speedway Town redevelopment efforts. Speedway, of course, every May hosts the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. That makes the community the target of a lot of economic development and revitalization activity, including a measure that was just approved by the Indiana General Assembly and signed into law by Governor Mike Pence. We'll talk about all of this with my guests, Ron Sears of the Speedway Community Development Corporation, Amy Carroll of the Speedway Arts Advisory Council, and Doug Bowles of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Please join the conversation by calling 1-866-476-3881, emailing nolimits@wfyi.org, or connecting via Facebook or Twitter at WFYI. Now, this news.
Support for No Limits is provided by WGU Indiana, Indiana's 8th state university. Information about earning a degree from WGU, an accredited online nonprofit university, is available at indiana.wgu.edu.
Welcome to No Limits. I am John Krall, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism, executive editor of thestatehousefile.com, and your host. We are talking today about Speedway Town redevelopment. I'd like to invite our listeners to join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. You can send an email to us at nolimits@wfyi.org, or you can connect with us via Facebook or Twitter at WFYI. Got some great guests today. We've got Ron Sears, who is with the Speedway Community Development Corporation. That's a mouthful.
Hello,
Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, John.
It's good to have you here. Amy Carroll, who is with the Speedway Arts Advisory Council. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we will be joined a little later by Doug Bowles of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Well, I want to start first just by asking, I'll start with Ron, what are the big development needs in Speedway right now? What does the community, it could be a long list, I suppose.
It could be a long list, yeah. What we're focused on with our community group is focused on is trying to bring in young professionals in the area, work with getting out of way of some of the two-bedroom bungalows into four bedrooms and three bedroom housing, so that we can attract that young professional that wants to work and live in community in Speedway community, and you know, take advantage of the Indianapolis nightlight and stuff that they have down there as well. But our focus mainly is to bring good neighborhoods together and good housing together for our community.
What are the obstacles to doing that?
Well, the obstacles are just Speedway. Right now is a two-bedroom, one-bath, neighborhood community. We're trying to change that and upgrading our residential standards to two and three-bedroom facilities with some of the new redevelopment that we're I'm sure going to get to talk about along Main Street that's mm-hmm. going to incorporate condominiums, possibly an apartment complexes down there as well. Probably not so much apartments, but more condominiums.
And Amy, does it help that obviously Speedway has a worldwide profile,
yes,
and that everybody knows because of the 500, but that also gives the community a very specific identity? Is it difficult to get people to think about anything else like the arts when you've got something that is that huge as part of?
I think for sure it does in some ways, but I think once you visit the town and see what is available, what is out there, and how we are growing and how we are changing and evolving, I think you realize that the arts are there. But sure, I mean, I think we do kind of use racing as our niche art. You know, we have a lot of artists at our art center that we have and things like that that are all about the racing art. Now, we are more than just racing art, but I think in some ways it can help. In some ways it can, be a bit of a problem for people to realize that art is, still a focus and still alive and well in Speedway.
Well, and what are your goals for the arts in Speedway?
Oh, that's such a hard question for artists, I think, because I think we just want to do...
Well, I tried to make it as open-ended as
that's
possible,
okay.
So you can go where you need to.
I think we really just want to make, the art that we have there, the people that we have there that do good art, make it better and make better art and make it more visible, make it more of an attraction, integrate it in just like you do in every other culture and in, you know, community that is being redeveloped. That's such a strong aspect of it for people to come into a new community, not a new community, but a community that's being developed and, you know, and see that there's an arts and culture awareness there.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. You can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org or connect with us via Facebook or Twitter at WFYI. Well, how are you going about trying to elevate the profile of the arts?
Well, I think one of the best opportunities we have right now is a Speedway Center for the Arts. We have worked closely with the SRC, the Speedway Redevelopment Commission, and we recently, well, actually, it's almost 3 years ago we started it. We were able to use one of the empty buildings on our main street that, you know, was being in the process of being redeveloped. And it's an old historic building called the Rosner Building. And we, you know, just started talking to the SRC about creating an art center there. And within the last 2 full years, you know, we've had over probably 75 volunteers. We've had people come in. We basically took this empty, rundown building, and we had volunteers come in. We had, you know, Bubba's Hot Rod came down and spray painted the inside. We had people come in and, you know, hang lights, and all volunteer effort. And we have this thriving, I think, you know, it's still a grassroots organization, but it's an all-volunteer art center that, you know, it has art on the walls, it has programs going on, it has events taking place there. And I think that is one of our highlights of how we're trying to create, you know, more of a focus of the arts.
Ron Sears, in terms of selling Speedway, mm-hmm. which is in part what you and your group have to do, is get
Absolutely.
People to see this as an opportunity to invest, to create jobs there. Mm-hmm. What's the pitch you make?
Well, the pitch is, you know, we have such an advantage over most, I think, areas. We're, you know, centrally located. We have a great community base and stuff, some of the things that we're a part of. We have some great corporations that participate daily in the growth of our community with Allison's and Coca-Cola and Praxair. We're blessed to have those in our community, you know, obviously the Motor Speedway. So, you know, I think that we have a low tax base. We have great opportunities for jobs. Again, centrally located, being in just outside of Indianapolis, and 465 area right there is some of the heaviest traveled road that we have in the state of Indiana, taking advantage of that. So our focus is really to get out there and let people know that Speedway is more than just, you know, one day in May. I think that's mm-hmm. one of our slogans we're trying to promote. We want people to come in and enjoy the amenities that we do have, not just the Indianapolis 500. But we have great community development organizations that really get out and help the community. We just had something this weekend where all the Speedway got together and painted, landscaped a neighbor's home. The young lady, you know, was sick, and her wish was to have her mother's home taken care of, and Speedway residents jumped in and made that happen. And we have other programs involved to do that. But we, you know, I think we just want to wrap our arms around some new people and enjoy what we have here and, you know, and just run with it. I think we have a lot to offer.
Well, in terms of, you know, the 500 is the, you know, the elephant in the parlor, as it were, because it is such a huge event. Does that complicate the task for you, too? Because, you know, in that period of May, the Speedway all by itself, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, becomes, you know, perhaps the second largest community
sure.
in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, it becomes a major city all by itself.
Correct.
And there are massive amounts of money, a tremendous amount of economic activity mm-hmm. surrounding that event. You know, you've got people renting out parking spaces on their lawns
Correct.
For,
yeah.
you know, what you could charge apartment rentals for
sure.
in Chicago for
Absolutely.
The day
yeah.
and all of that. That
so you've actually
stuff.
Parked there before then, obviously.
I have, yes, I have. I've had that experience. I'm still paying it off.
Great.
But I guess where I'm going is that creates a sense that it's almost like a resort town, that you make all of your money during that tight period, And what you're talking about is a vision where this is year-round activity. It's sustained.
Yep.
Does that complicate things?
Does it complicate things? Maybe a little bit. But, I mean, I think for the other part, it gives us a great platform to work from. And I think that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take what is in front of us and work with it. I think maybe the challenges would be that, there's obviously some traffic flows and some traffic woes, but I think for the most part we have really got that down to a science. And really, it's kind of sad when I've been in Speedway for a long time. I love the fact that I see all these people at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're walking down the street, and everyone's saying hi to everybody, and then by 4 o'clock they're gone. Mm-hmm. They're out of there. So I don't know if it's so much of a problem, but more of a platform for us to use to get all those people's attention and what Speedway can be, more than just that one day in May, that we can be more than that and want to be more than that, not only for those people, but for our community as well.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. You can send us an email at nolimits@wfyi.org, or connect with us, send us a question or a comment via Facebook or Twitter at WFYI. Well, in terms of, I think I get a sense, you want a vibrant community. You want fewer, for lack of a better term, starter homes. You want more settled homes. It sounds like you want a greater array of businesses on Main Street and
Correct.
In the business district.
Yes.
Both of you, you want more cultural vitality. What things, what sort of help or community action do you need to get that done, to get those things done, Amy Carroll?
I think that we aren't so much I do think we are kind of a bipolar town in a good way, because you do see.
Explain,
I think the
that.
World
that's
sees.
A, that's
I know that's a straight, scary
concept.
Term, but I think it's kind of true in a way, is the fact that, we do have this giant race that happens, mm-hmm. or races, and we are the highlight of the world for a few days in May, and or even a month in May, and then, the certain different times during the year. But yet we are also very much, and I have only lived in Speedway for 8 years. My husband was raised there and everything, but I think that the thing that I've discovered and I cherish the most about Speedway is it is such a strong community. It is a true neighborhood where, the people that are the same people out there doing the, the reconstruction of a home for a neighbor are the ones that are in there, volunteering their hours at the Art Center or hanging up artwork at Town Hall and doing other things, along Main Street. It seems small. It seems a little bit, it is kind of these two different visions, the big worldwide vision and then this little tiny neighborhood. And that, it is strong, and it is one of the most viable things we have to hang on to for the arts and for the redevelopment. I think it's the people need to see it more, or realize it is the main hurdle that we have to face.
I agree.
Ron Sears, in terms of getting to that vision you're talking about, mm-hmm. what kind of community support or engagement do you need? Do you think Speedway needs?
Well, we go after, obviously everyone, Praxair, Allison's, the Indianapolis Polar Speedway, but we also reach out to private investors to help. We have the Fuller Center that's coming in and redeveloping a home on 10th Street. We're looking for all different types of avenues to get the word out. I think, we've tried to, again, use all of our resources to just let people know what type of a town Speedway is. I would like to just say that one of the things that we've done to help prop up the economy in Speedway with, mm-hmm. with our company or with our community development is we have been able to purchase homes that would normally be for an investment property or a rental. We've been able to go in, buy it, fix it up, and resell it at a higher value and pay a little more for it. Don't want to get that out too much, but able to pay a little more for it because we want the property value to be sustained in the area. So we've looked at it that way. How else can we help sustain Speedway, keep the property values high when we've been in a a slump? We're on our fourth house at this mm-hmm. point, and we've done really well with that.
Is
so
there
exciting.
Concern among Speedway is a very old community mm-hmm. here in the city, and the people who are there tend to stay and
Correct.
And all of that. Are they a little worried about the change? I mean, you know, there's a part
yes.
of, there is a segment of the community, I would think, oh, no, we like the two-bedroom
bungalows. Yeah, change is tough. Change is tough for anybody. I mean, I say kicking and screaming. You'd be surprised. We have a lot of people that get involved. But I like the fact that, you know, we have some negative aspects of it because it helps us turn it just right to fit perfectly for everybody, not only for today, but hopefully for the years and generations to come. But we also want to be sensitive to that a little bit. But we want to grow as a community, and to grow as a community, we also need to provide better housing, more amenities, and that's exactly what we're geared to do.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. My guests are Ron Sears of the Speedway Community Development Corporation, Amy Carroll of the Speedway Arts Advisory Council. We'll be joined shortly by Doug Bowles from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm John Crawl. You're listening to No Limits. Please stay with us. Welcome back to No Limits. I am John Crawl, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism, executive editor of thestatehousefile.com, and your host. We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment. My guests are Ron Sears, the Speedway Community Development Corporation, and Amy Carroll of the Speedway Arts Advisory Council. We should be joined soon by Doug Bowles, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Ron, you were talking right before we went to the break about how some of this change threatens people. Do you have concerns that, you know, some of that almost village-like quality of Speedway could be compromised by these changes?
No, I think that I like the village concept. And I think that Speedway, again, we want to kind of embrace that, really. I mean, we like the fact that you can walk to work, walk to downtown, walk to some of these, again, the amenities we're talking about. I think with the B&O Trail is one that is going to connect Indianapolis to Brownsburg and so on and so
forth. Yeah, we just did a show on trails, and that was featured prominently in it.
Really neat. Again, another volunteer-based Speedway-ran organization that really has jumped in and tried to make that happen for all of us to enjoy. I think that we still, again, we want to embrace that village concept, but kind of grow from there a little bit and have some opportunities to, again, bring some young professional people in the town and make it work.
You've mentioned that both of you at different times that the revitalization of Main Street. Could you talk a little bit about that, about what you're trying to do there and what is going on there right now?
Well, the mixture there is, you know, retail and some housing. I think once the guys get it down, and they're working diligently to make all this fit, because you've got, you know, Allison's and Praxair just on either side of Main Street. But I know looking to do some retail on the ground floor with some condominiums looking into downtown in Indianapolis. You know, it was great. We have the new hospital right there on the corner that was just opened up, you know, I think less than 30 days ago. You know, with Sarah Fisher's new place down there.
And I probably should mention, originally we had Sarah Fisher scheduled for this show, and there was a scheduling conflict, and she ended up not being able to make it.
Gotcha.
So,
she's been great, I'm sure, for the town Speedway, not only with racing, but with her new building, and then Delara as well, right next to it. You know, they have bringing world-class opportunities to Main Street, and we want to continue with that as well, with the architectural design, how it fits into Old Speedway, New Speedway, and how it's positioned in that area. So I think that they're getting it down perfectly to fit just right.
And what, in terms of providing a supportive community for the arts, what does the Main Street revitalization need to be for the Arts Council?
Well, for the Arts Council, like, you know, our Arts Center is right there on Main Street. I know that we will be getting a permanent home there. This one, the one we're at currently, is just temporary until that corner gets redeveloped. And I know that the SRC wants to keep us there. I think that the main thing is, again, it's just that visualization that people are realizing what we have. And also they realize that we're within, you know, a few minutes of downtown where there's huge amenities.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. Doug Bowles has just joined us. He's with Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Doug, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Wish I was with you guys.
Well, that would be lovely. Although I suspect if you're out at the Speedway, you've got a great day to be out there.
It is a nice sunny day, and we have cars on track, so it's May in Indianapolis, which is awesome.
That's good. We've been talking a bit about the redevelopment revitalization efforts for the town of Speedway. How important is that for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
Well, I think with the exception of some of the changes that we may make to this facility over the next few years, it's probably one of the most important aspects with respect to our fans' experience. You know, we're fortunate enough 104 years ago that our founders located us at 16th and Georgetown, right along Crawfordsville Road, and we're fortunate that the town of Speedway has really grown up around us and adopted us, and really allowed us to have a home with them. And having what's happened over the last several years has been pretty incredible, and what's about to happen over the next several is also pretty incredible. The town of Speedway is our front door. Virtually everybody that comes to this facility goes through there, and the more connected we are to the town of Speedway, the more things the town of Speedway can offer our fans and sponsors when they're leaving this facility, the better. So we are thrilled with what they've done, and are just proud to say we're part of the town of Speedway.
And I know with there obviously was an IMS bill that just moved through the Indiana General Assembly, and the governor's signed it now, that called for some economic revitalization efforts. Could you talk a little bit first about what the bill did, the now the law, and then also about, you know, how IMS is going to be helping with Speedway's redevelopment?
Well, you know, what the bill did for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is it allowed us or the state to draw basically a boundary around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and some of the property that we own that's immediately adjacent to the racetrack, and allowed us to capture the income tax and the sales tax that's generated from this facility and the activities around it, and set that aside to help pay for some needed improvements here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So the state will capture or will set aside about $5 million a year over the next 20 years, and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway will invest alongside of those five, $2 million a year over those 20 years, and then we'll go get Indiana Finance Authority, and we'll bond against that number, and begin to make investments here in the facility. At this point, there's several investments that we're talking about, but we're working through a master plan before we really decide how that looks. But we're taking it through a couple of filters. One of them is, you know, how does it enhance the fans' experience? And the second one is, how do we, by investing these dollars in the facility, how do we ensure that the state of Indiana, the taxpayers of Indiana, get a return on that investment? Now, the town of Speedway is really doing their own component, and what we're really trying to do with the town of Speedway is just be as supportive as we can, and trying to make sure that as we make decisions, they know what they are, and to the extent that we can help them accelerate and make the decisions for the town of Speedway with respect to their economic investments, we're trying to be helpful.
Well, given that IMS, though, is such a huge part of Speedway, as you say, the town kind of grew up around the track. What, in terms of the redevelopment needs for the town of Speedway from IMS's perspective, what are the highest priorities? What would help, you know, to use the phrase you've used over and over again, to enhance the fans' experience? What kind of redevelopment would you like to see in Speedway the most?
Well, I think the redevelopment we'd like to see is probably already taken place, and there are just some tweaks to it as it goes forward, but what's happened on Main Street, really from Allison's at 10th Street all the way up to 16th Street, that complete revitalization of that street allows for us to have our fans, as they leave here, go participate in activities along Main Street. You know, Dallara and Sarah Fisher Hartman Racing are located now on Main Street. So really, since it's the first time since the 1920s that a car is prepared in the town of Speedway and could literally be rolled from there onto the racetrack. So we're excited about that connection. So it really allows the Speedway to connect to a very important component of our racetrack, which is the town. The roundabout that's proposed and talked about along Crawfordsville Road will only strengthen the connection between our facility and the town, and will help passersby who may not realize, because there's not right now a direct route from Crawfordsville Road to Main Street, it will help them realize that there's activity there. And if folks haven't been there yet, the nightlife down there is tremendous. We, in fact, Friday night, one of the organizations associated with or affiliated with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway had a huge street party down there. The weather was marginal, to say the least, yet the attendance was great because the residents of the town of Speedway take an awful lot of pride in their community, and they take an awful lot of pride in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And to go down there and just feel the energy from that town, you know, those are the kind of things that we like from the town of Speedway. And I don't know that there's anything in particular that we're waiting for them to do now. Just that the revitalization that's happened over the last few years has really helped strengthen that connection.
Is there any kind of development you would not like to see in Speedway?
You know, I don't know that we've really thought that through. I think for us, the kind of development, and I think it's the kind of development the town of Speedway would like to see, is the kind of development that creates jobs, creates some economic, continued economic vitality for the town. So we're very supportive of that, and we are excited that there are direct connections to our sport and the cars that race here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I guess if we had our preference, it would be that we figure out a way to get more of those teams and suppliers related to our events to locate there. But that said, the biggest thing for us is let's just keep that Main Street growing and creating jobs and more people just to take an awful lot of pride in what that town has meant to us for, nine decades now.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. You can send an email to nolimits@wfyi.org or connect with us via Facebook or Twitter at WFYI. Well, given that there'd been a long hiatus, and I guess I'm going to throw this out to the three of you and let you all take a turn at it. It's been relatively recent that teams and people connected with motorsports have begun to see Speedway and Main Street as a place to find a kind of corporate home. What stopped them for so many years, and what's brought them back? I'll start with Doug Bowles.
Well, I think what's brought them back is when you have a revitalized Main Street where you've got investment from the community, you've got the infrastructure there that causes somebody to drive through there and think that they're at some place important. I think that's why things have grown. I mean, from the south end to Main Street all the way to the north end, the Speedway Redevelopment Commission and the folks in Speedway have done a great job to make folks feel welcome there. I don't know that you can put one reason on what stopped that at some point in time, but there was a period for sure where it was not probably the place where people would invest. And I've given this example before of starting an IndyCar team in 1997. And we looked around for locations to put our shop, and we looked at two spots in the town of Speedway, and we just weren't comfortable with the way the feel was. We felt like it would be very difficult for us to entertain our sponsors when you're talking about multi-million-dollar sponsors, because there wasn't any place to take them. It wasn't an area that felt blighted. It's probably too strong of a word, but it didn't feel like it was cutting edge or focused on kind of the entertainment side of things that are important to our sport. But today, I'd absolutely put a race team there. Sarah Fisher has done that. Dallara has done that. It is, if you're thinking about building a race shop or relocating a race-related team, if you don't have Speedway on your radar as one of the places to locate, then something's wrong. It has really come a long way, and it really is inviting for those of us in this sport.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was wondering, is the roundabout going to be 3 years down the road, or how long is that roundabout going to take?
Good question. We'll throw that one to Ron Sears. Thank you very much for the call, Julie.
Yeah, Julie, thank you. That's a process of permits and redeveloping or relocating utilities and poles. So that takes quite some time to do that. So we're probably looking at least 2.5 years. But don't quote me on that. I don't have that. I'm not an NDOT specialist, and that's normally going to come from them. But you're going to see a construction time, I would imagine, of at least 2 years from once they get started to finish.
Ron, is there one change more than another that stirred up dust or opposition in regard to these redevelopment efforts? I mean, roundabouts, I know, all over the place tend to be, you know, hot-button issues.
Sure.
People have strong feelings on both sides.
From a real estate standpoint, I think people were, again, afraid of the fact that Georgetown being closed and them not being not having a proper access through the town of Speedway. I think all those concerns have been met, but I think that was the biggest concern for a lot of people, that how the roundabout was going to affect the traffic flow. They're new. There's something different, you know. So I think, again, that change for those people to get familiar with going in a circle to turn and spinning off, that concept was just a little different for, again, maybe even this area closer to Indianapolis. You know, at Avon area, we have several. We do, we've got a couple that just popped up, and they work really well. The traffic flow really flows like it's supposed to.
Doug Bowles, I know we've got you for a relatively limited time period here because you got to get back to work out there. I wanted to ask, you told a story about how you were thinking about locating a racing team there in 1997 and decided that you couldn't do it at that time. What was the single biggest change, the kind of tipping point, the thing that suddenly made it attractive to teams?
If I don't know if I can pinpoint a single biggest thing, because it's happened over a period of a few years as the town has really invested in Main Street. I think certainly the investments that they have on the south end with the hospital and what they've done at Allison's, and then the maybe the biggest thing that made you realize that it's a good place to be when Dallara and the IndyCar Racing Experience decided to invest in a brand new building. I think that's probably where, from the racing community standpoint, it all of a sudden hit us that it made an awful lot of sense to locate there. Sarah's commitment to invest in her new facility there just further enhanced that. I do know that a lot of our folks here at the Speedway, and when we have guests in, we're excited to take them to lunch or to dinner, at some of the restaurants along Main Street. So where before we had to really almost leave the community to find some place that we felt comfortable with, now we can, on a nice day, we can walk to Main Street, or it's a really, really short car ride. So I just think it's a combination of things, but maybe if you had to pick one, it would be the actual opening of the Dallara building.
Do you agree, Ron Sears?
Yeah, I think so. I think that because that just symbolizes a lot of hard work and a lot of change coming, and that was the first arrow through, I agree absolutely with Doug that was probably a good head, everyone's heads kind of turned when that came in town, and everyone was starting to realize that they needed to take a second look at this area and what we were doing. And I think he said it best when we have the opportunity now to maybe entertain those clients on a different level on Main Street, and I hope that is what we can do for the Indianapolis Speedway and for our residents as well. Is turn that, say, into a showpiece, but showcase it, to different clients and people that come in and really have an opportunity to showcase what we're doing there.
Amy Carroll, was that also a transformative moment for sort of the arts revitalization efforts as well?
I think it's definitely the one that, like they said, is the one that made people sit up and take notice. Instead of just only watching the IMS and the race and things like that, suddenly there's more that people realize there's more to see and watch and do in Speedway. But, you can always have great restaurants and great things to go to on Main Street, but when you have something like Dallara, it is something that the world sits up and notices about.
Doug Bowles, I think we're going to have to let you go. We're getting close to a break. Any parting words here?
No, I just think I'll just kind of close with where I started, and that is, we are, as a business who is proud to be part of the town of Speedway and really at a greater extent Indianapolis, we are thrilled with what's going on there, and we hope that our fans, as they have come to the racetrack over the last few years and continue to come will enjoy Speedway as much as we do. It's now
Thanks.
Become part of the racing experience.
Great, Doug. Thank you very much. We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. Please stay with us. Welcome back to No Limits. I am John Krall, director of Franklin College's Pulliam School of Journalism, executive editor of thestatehousefile.com, and your host. We are talking today about Speedway Town redevelopment. We were joined a little while ago by Doug Bowles, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we have in studio with us Ron Sears of the Speedway Community Development Corporation, and I should say an owner of R.J. Sears Real Estate Investments in Speedway.
Thank you.
Give you the plug there.
Thank you.
And Amy Carroll of the Speedway Arts Advisory Council. If you want to connect with us via Facebook or Twitter, you can do so at WFYI. We've gotten, it looks like a tweet, or I can't tell if it's a tweet or a Facebook comment, from a listener named Jason. Says, I live just off Main Street. With redevelopment, I've started walking, biking, due to more closer restaurants, attractions. Are you finding it's changing the way people are living there, Ron?
I am. Again, it's, walking community. Everyone's out enjoying the amenities, again, like the B&O Trail, the opportunity to hop on your bike and get down to 16th and, our 16th downtown through 16th. And, I think this is working.
We've also gotten an email question from a listener named Allie, who says she's enjoying today's program, says that she and her husband moved to Speedway as a young married couple. We love the town and community feeling. We especially love the new Main Street, and the house sizes never bothered us. However, we recently sold our adorable bungalow because of neighborhood issues. I think the town code should be amended to allow for forceful eviction of tenants who frequently break town code but have zero accountability. I also think landlords should be required to provide their contact information to neighbors so they can be held accountable for their tenants' behavior. I loved our house, our garden, and the Speedway community, but was forced out by an overpopulated rental next door that made life very difficult. In terms of changing the town code, is that something that would be on the table?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's our inspectors are out there on it all day, every day, and they are. I laugh even on Sundays. I know they get calls for stuff. We just had a meeting last month about that, and yeah, they're trying to get tougher on the landlords or people that are renting the property. That's where our
is that an issue in the community? I mean, I would think
it is, and it is because at a price point where these houses are being purchased, the values were so low that people were coming in and gobbling them up and putting anyone in there to rent them.
You can make a fair amount of money just
Correct.
Renting it for a couple of weeks
Absolutely.
In May, right?
Yeah. But with that aside, we really are my development community, the guys that I'm with and the girls and gals that I'm with, that's what we're trying to do is restabilize that, not get rid of, that's not the word because I'm an investor as well, but work with the community and the investors to get a better balance. So our houses, our community is not, inundated with rentals and people that don't really pay as much attention to them like they should. So that's what, again, our the community development company has come in, bought some properties, redeveloped them, and now we've sold them and done very well with them.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by calling us at 1-866-476-3881. Mo, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for taking my call. My question is, with so many fans visiting this area and we're talking about redevelopment and all, is anybody trying to put up new accommodation, like hotel accommodation, any big brands coming into that area?
Good question. Thank you very much for the call, Mo. So are we talking new hotels or?
With my real estate hat on, yes, absolutely would love the fact to see a major chain come in and set up shop either at, Main Street, but across from the track, perhaps along Georgetown, or maybe would make more sense along 465 and Crawfordsville Road. So yes, I know.
Are there any discussions going on like those right now?
Yeah, there are, absolutely, and I'm not privy to all of those, but some of them I am. But yes, there are hotel users that are interested.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. If you want to connect with us via Facebook or Twitter, you can do so at WFYI. Pete, welcome to the program.
Yes, I have been very interested in your subject, and being a hometown guy, been to the Speedway, obviously didn't cut school, but went a lot. And
I'm sure the statute of limitations has expired, even if you did. So.
Well, somehow they managed to award me a degree. I don't know why, but, or a diploma. Along the lines of the earlier callers, and possibly you've touched on this because I joined late, but I have obviously been to Kings Island. I have obviously been to Orlando and Universal and Disney properties. With all the beautiful development that's taking place, knowing that Indianapolis, the original White River Garden, might have been planned as some kind of theme park, I was wondering if anyone has given consideration for the town of Speedway developing a theme park that would be around, maybe in conjunction with the Motor Speedway Corporation, or certainly with the leaders of the city of Speedway or town of Speedway, that would be more theme park oriented. I know back in the day currently where the Indy Racing League is, or it was the Holman George Television property. That kind of development, along with, as the earlier caller said, hotels and a theme-oriented park. I don't know if it would include rides. Certainly the Motor Speedway is ripe right there for the development internationally for people to take part. So it's not only the track and not only the development that's going on in Speedway currently, but also a theme park setting with major hotels and activities.
Thanks very much for the call, Pete. Let me see if I can get some sort of answer for you here. Amy,
I'm kind of laughing because a few years ago we had one of the neat things we have is like work meetings and things like steering committees, and something had come up maybe in the 60s. I can't remember exactly when, but the town council at that time had actually had a huge plan for development of a theme park. And it had, with roller coasters and all those wonderful things, and it was going to be, across from the track somewhere. And somehow, some way, that just didn't happen, and the town went back to sleep for a while. But I think that's interesting that that's coming back up. And I think, I don't know if that's something that's realistically on the table at all. I think there's lots of neat changes in development, but I think it's a great idea in some ways. Yeah. And in some
respects,
totally different.
Well, that idea of the theme, too, I mean, probably the closest parallel we have here is Cooperstown and baseball to some degree. I mean, because everyone does think of Indianapolis and specifically Speedway as the racing capital of the world.
Yeah.
Does Speedway do enough to sort of mine that reputation?
I think that's one of the things that is prevalent throughout every meeting I've ever attended, arts or
that's the question they ask over and over again.
Wow, how do we, incorporate this unique history, this unique, totally new, unique town because of the racing element of it into what we do and highlight it and make it more visible and make people realize it. And I think some of the things are that, we've kind of forgot how interesting that is to have your kid be on a soccer team with someone's last name as Andretti, or have an artist in the art center who's, James Parsons, Johnny Parsons' son and grandson. But those are the things that I think that, we always strive to incorporate that and highlight that uniqueness every time we can in whatever it is that we do.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. You can join the conversation by sending us an email at nolimits@wfyi.org. We've gotten an email from a listener, and I hope this is not a typo and I'm not offending anyone, from a listener named Quake. I wonder if there are any plans to incorporate electronic technology into racing and if that would be a part of any future economic development. With the great reviews from Tesla, I wonder how long it'll be until there's a non-combustible engine racing event. And what that sounds like literally, because those vehicles are so quiet, the noise is such a big part of racing.
Me personally, I love to hear it. Mm-hmm. There's something about that roar.
Until you can't anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I don't know if I can answer that question directly, other than the fact that, you know, we'd have. I love the sound. That's one of the things that attracted me. So if they make them quiet, if they make the cars quieter, no. But if we have an opportunity to capitalize on that, you know, technology in Speedway locally, sure. And I think, you know, Doug said it best, is that if we can go out right outside their back door and get whatever they want, you know, I think that would be better for the Speedway and, you know, the community.
We are talking about Speedway Town redevelopment here on No Limits. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been involved in motorsports and at the Speedway for many years, and in fact, was a partner in a company that has a building right opposite the Dallara factory. And my question was, when the Speedway Development Council and the IMS decided to give an exclusive contract to Dallara for the race cars that they're building, if they realized the negative effect it would have on the motorsports industry outside of the Speedway area, the fact that it's probably decimated what was once a very strong manufacturing industry in Indianapolis. But I'll be happy to take my answer off the air.
Thank you very much for the call, Mark. Wish we still had Doug Bowles on the line for this one.
Yeah.
But Ron, I think we'll throw it your way.
I'm familiar with non-competes, if that's what he's alluding to, that Dallara came in and signed a non-compete clause that no other racing team would be in a vicinity or area with that. You know, the only thing I can say to that would be that that is the opportunity that was given probably to a lot of people across the board, and who I'm not speaking out of turn, but when it comes to a non-compete clause, you know, I would say almost kind of first come, first serve. And Dallara stepped up to the plate when we needed someone to. And I think that there should be, I'm going to use the word favoritism, but there should be some provision set aside for them coming to the table and saying, here, we want to put this world-class facility in your backyard. And we extended our hand. And if that was in a non-compete with other racing teams, well, hopefully that all can be worked out in a different radius, an area set aside for that. But to know exactly what the gentleman's referring to, I'm not sure.
Well, and that, it touches on, though, that's one of the questions we tried to address earlier in the program, where I said, you know, was there a transformative event? And we
sure.
see that is that what it took to get it done?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does take that that little push to get a deal in there. And there are consequences with that. And I would say I hated to hear that maybe this gentleman suffered for that or was inconvenienced. Shouldn't say suffered. But, maybe there's other opportunities we can explore to accommodate that. And I'm sure there is.
We have gotten an email question from a listener named Jeff, who says, good afternoon. Is there an interested investor or business in the Main Street area to relocate or to establish a new business? If there is, I'm sorry. What is the process of being heard, and how does the selection process work? I know firsthand that a handful of investors, developers have been turned away due to the lack of communication. So what's the process, Ron?
Well, the process is, we want to see a great portfolio, I guess, of what you plan to do there and a pro forma on how you see this working with our community. And, yeah, I know firsthand that I have had investors that were turned away. And I turned away just for the simple fact is that their idea wasn't matching what Speedway's idea needed to be for that area. And there was no harm, with that. My guys went and done something else. To start off, come talk to us. We have, Barb Lawrence, that she's really approachable and she does a great job. With all the guys on the town board and town council, I mean, they're more than willing to listen to what your ideas could be. But know that we have a vision and a plan for the town of Speedway that might not match everyone's opportunity that they want. We want to do what's best for the town and represents the town in the best way, not what's going to make a developer more money or get their product out there. So if they've got turned away, they've got turned away probably for a good reason.
Rev, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Yes, I'm all revved up. My motor's revved up to ask the question. Thank you, and you finally figured out my name. Anyway, Speedway's competitors seem to me, in terms of development, possibly Broad Ripple and Fountain Square, both of which have active arts communities, but also have a notable crime. Now, my question has to do with the structure of Speedway. If it's its own city, whatever that means, what does it mean? Does it have its own mayor? Does it have its own police force, which would be a selling point in terms of safety, its own fire department? Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for the call, Rev. Ron, we'll throw that one to you, too.
Okay. Yeah, we have our own fire department. We have our own police department. They do very well. A lot of hands-on. It's a small area to police and to take care of, and they do a great job with that. To talk to you how it stands out as a town.
Well, we are specifically a town with
Correct.
The town council.
Correct.
Yes.
So,
But you are incorporated as part of UniGov
yes.
and
yes.
all of that,
yes.
too,
yes.
so you're in the same situation.
Yeah. We have our own school system.
Correct.
And it is a slightly different, and part of that differentiates us from the Broad Ripple and Fountain Square is that we do have our own schools and things like that. And and we are, I mean, I can see how that would be an easy similarity. However, I think that, you know, again, not to beat a dead horse, but the racing aspect of it does make us so different from not just the, you know, little communities and sleeper villages in Indianapolis, from 99% of the other towns in the United States.
Do you worry a bit? I mean, he also made the mention that with some of this revitalization and more activity, and particularly more people with money coming in, crime can follow. Is that a concern, Ron Sears?
Oh, I would imagine it's always a concern. But, you know, our guys are really equipped. Again, we deal with the largest sporting event in the world. And those guys, do a great job of getting people to the right place, taking care of business on top of the race. So, yeah, I think we're well equipped to handle, you know, unfortunately, crime. We don't want it in our community, and we take a hard line against it.
We've gotten an email, more of a comment from a listener named Larry, who says Speedway needs a luxury, at least a decent hotel, to attract people during races.
I agree.
It's a point we talked about. I'll just ask very quickly in the few seconds we've got left, how far away are those discussions from us hearing anything on that? Six months, a year?
I would say a year.
A year away?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for joining us. Ron Sears of the Speedway Community Development Corporation, thank you for spending
this
time with us. Pleasure talking with you about your community and the efforts.
Thank
Amy
you.
Carroll, who is with the Speedway Arts Advisory Council. Amy, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For coming in here and talking with us about Speedway. Also like to extend my thanks to Doug Bowles with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, who took some time. I think it's a reasonably busy month for those guys out there, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
There's some activity out there I've heard about to call in and talk with us about their part in Speedway's redevelopment. But I would like to thank him for joining us. We will be back on Thursday when we are going to be marking the 100th anniversary of the Indianapolis Woman's Press Club. I am John Kroll. You've been listening to No Limits. Thank you for joining us.
No Limits is a production of 90.1 WFYI Public Radio, Indianapolis. Producer, Sharon Alsett. Interactive Media Coordinator, Melissa Davis. Technical Producer, Jeanette Rhodes. And Board Engineer, Don Hibschweiler. We invite you to join us each week for No Limits, made available through IPBS, Indiana's public broadcasting stations.